Gentlemen, show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different. Come on,
feel the noise. I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight!
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am?
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
One night in one American city. Multiply that by hundreds of cities and what have you got? A country where culture means pornography and slasher films. Where ethics means payoffs, graft, insider trading. Where integrity means lying, whoring, and intoxication. This country is in deep trouble, people. This country is rotten to the core and somebody better do something about it. Open your mouth and tell them what we're going to do about the mess this country's in. Talk radio. It's the last neighborhood in town. People just don't talk to each other anymore.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Good evening, folks, and welcome to the Brad Westmar Show. Happy to be along with you tonight. Season 2, Episode 3 of the DVD. The DVD will be coming out here in a couple of months. Just kidding. Just kidding. We're never going to go to that much expense, actually, because we got a horror film director that runs our audio. It's kind of bass-ackwards, really. But if we did do a DVD, we'd be a very bloody one. We know that for sure after last week's show. Jared, Mr. Afkar, it is so good to have you here.
Afkar is very, very sensitive.
How are you?
I'm all right. I kind of feel like a college football team who lost a game early in the season because now I have no shot at a perfect record.
Well,
because I've already... It's kind of a downer, you know?
That's okay, though, because we've got a plan for a long run of you for shows. I think we got five in a row. In the bank at the very minimum, right? I think we've got this week. What? Do we hear this noise? Can we hear this noise in the air? Because you can sure hear it on the headphones.
I hear it on my headphones too, yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like the Cylons are attacking or something.
Yeah. Kind of does. We got Batman checking it out. It's outside, huh? Okay. All right. Just wanted to make sure. A little concerned. Hopefully it's not going over the air and bothering people too much, but that's okay. All right. So anyway, no, we got like several shows planned for you. We got this week. We got next week. We got February, the first 2 weeks of February. I think the first 3 weeks of February, actually.
I just can't hit perfect attendance now. So
I know you can't, but that's okay. I mean, okay. if you run the entire rest of the year, that'd be cool. It's never going to happen, but that'd be very cool. No, but that's okay.
It doesn't even happen for you sometimes.
I'm always here.
Well, that's right. You live under the table.
In some way, shape, or form.
Right.
I don't live under the table. Mr. Germaphobe. No, we're not.
That's why
it's
so dirty down there.
Probably. It's probably true. And also with us tonight, Mr. Magic. Now, here's one for you. Here's one for you. It's going to throw everybody for a loop. Okay. Mr. Magic Matt Downing. He's here right now. I love the guy. He's a good writer. Started to contribute.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Started to contribute very recently as a columnist / blogger at noobdoodle.com. Now, that is Brandon's website, Mr. My Buddy. And, of course, we know My Buddy very well. Just can't find his freaking music. There it is.
My Buddy.
Yeah, he's got a new website called Noobdoodle. The problem is that it's very confusing. Now, Matt, if I were to say go to noobdoodle.com, what would you put in your browser?
Two O's.
You'd put in two O's. You'd
go, in the noob.
Right. N-O-O. BDOODLE.com, right?
Mm.
But if I'm not mistaken, that is not the URL. Am I correct?
You're correct.
Yeah.
It's two zeros in noob.
Marketing genius is...
So it's zero zero b.
Marketing genius.
My buddy.
there will be nobody confused at all about how to go to noobdoodle.com.
No. I'm sure that doesn't affect the traffic at all.
No.
Wow. Yeah, well, the part that gets me is it's inconsistent. Like, the O's in Doodle are real O's, right?
That's true.
They're not numerical masquerading.
This is true.
So it's a double...
I mean, it does look cute. I mean, it looks nice.
Yeah.
It'd look even cooler if it was like... Well, they look like boobs, actually, when you think about it. But
Well, Boob Doodle is probably a completely different site.
The... It's probably true. Probably
my column
true.
Probably wouldn't fit on Boob Doodle.
Probably wouldn't. Probably right. wouldn't. Good sports stuff is what Matt's been writing, correct?
Yeah, thank you. Oh, back at it. I haven't done that in a long time, so it was good to get back at it.
It's like you're regressing. You're back in radio. You're back into, you know, writing. I mean,
I know. It's life's a lot more fun doing this stuff.
I'm glad you think so.
yeah, it's easy to say all the way over there in Sioux City.
That's right. That's
yeah,
right.
You know, actually, before I say too much, I need to know how close you guys are to Arrowhead.
Why is that?
Because I heard, you know, about the whole, you know, they bug offices over there.
Oh,
I need to know how deep this is before I say too much on tonight's show.
Truth be told, Batman has video cameras everywhere, so we know exactly what's going on here at all times. In fact, we've actually witnessed intercourse happening right here on the studio table via video. Yes, I'm sorry, Jared. I know, germaphobe. Speaking of Todd Sheets.
Todd Sheets. He's happy to be all he can be.
Todd, it's good to see you over there. Did you take care of business for us?
I did.
What was the situation outside there?
Apparently, people don't understand when their car alarm's going off, they should turn it off sometime before the next millennium.
That's probably a good idea.
That's what that was.
Probably a good idea. Thank you for handling that. I just locked up my computer here, by the way. That could be a problem for the rest of the show. We'll see.
What the heck were you doing?
It was a little loud, so I thought I'd turn it down just a smidge, and then don't know what happened
you
here.
You can't do that.
No, I'm going to mess with it.
You can't turn things down, ever.
No, this is like the old show. You can use the laptop, but don't push any buttons. Just
it
don't
works breathe much on it. Better than that. Get out of here.
I don't know.
It is actually in a chassis.
This is true.
You know, it's not just like a circuit board with a couple keys on it.
All right, this is true. This is true. Back to Brandon, though, real quick. I'd play more clips of Todd and Batman, but I can't get back into my soundboard because it's locked up. I may have to ask you to come over here and fix this while we're on the air. Of course, it's going to make a noise, but that's okay. Would you come over here and do that for me on the air? That'd be great. So here's more stuff about Brandon. It's what I'm thinking about. The problem that I have with Brandon, God love him. He's a wonderful guy. My buddy, Brandon, you know. Here comes Todd, making as much noise as he can. And everybody know, hello, everybody, I'm here. Look, it's locked up. So I'm going to let you mess with it while I talk. Here's the thing about Brandon. Brandon's a bad communicator. And here's the thing. I mean, it's bad enough that his website is Noob Doodle with 2 zeros, and it's very confusing, okay? Because I love the site. I love Matt, and I love Brandon. But that's confusing. But then here's how Brandon communicates. I'm listening to my show the other night, on Friday night here on Jackalope Radio, and he sends me the only way he ever communicates with me is he DMs me. He direct messages me on Twitter, okay? He doesn't answer texts hardly ever, you know? So it's always a direct message on Twitter, which at Matt... Thank you, my friend. Thank you very much. Now, can I turn it down a little bit here?
I can turn it down.
I got it right here. No, I got a little bit too hot. I got it right here. It's all good. We're good now. Thank you very much, Mr. Todd Sheets.
Todd Sheets. He's happy to be all he can be. When you're talking to Todd Sheets, you're doing it on the run because he doesn't have much money.
If you missed last week's show, you might want to go back to it. So, anyway... Brandon sends me a message on Twitter, of all places, and Matt, with you as my witness, 140 characters, not a great place to try to get a point across.
No.
No, no. So he sends me a message that sounds something like, hey, what's going on with the show? It sounds like you're swallowing the mic. Were you swallowing the mic? And I'm like, I was listening to the show myself, and I'm like, I thought it sounded okay. Didn't seem to sound poor or anything like that. So I tried to figure out, well, what are you hearing, right? Nothing. No response at all.
Maybe the problem was that he was listening underwater and then he passed out. Could be.
I don't know. I text him. No answer. I DM him again. No answer. So, you know, maybe this is a... we've had some experience with Brandon before. Jared, you've had some bad communication with him. How are things been going for you reading and reviewing the book that he wrote? Have you had a chance to go over it yet?
It's not that he's... a poor communicator in that, you know, he, generally what he says is clear. It's that...
He's drive-by.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, let me say something. And then it's over. And then there's no follow-up. And you're just kind of there with your fly open thinking you were having a conversation. And, all right, buddy, guess I'll hear from you never
so
again.
To answer my question, have you had a chance to read his book yet?
I don't even know that such a thing really exists.
Okay, very good, very good. Matt, how has the communication been going for you with...
My buddy. My buddy. My buddy. My buddy.
And Noob Doodle.
You know, I kind of picked up on his the way he communicates rather early, you know, through when we got started here a few weeks back. So but all I do at this point is I go right on and I put my column on the website. I send him a DM that says, article up, ready for artwork.
Okay.
That's it. That's about the extent of it at the moment.
Good. Has he failed you yet with that?
No.
No, you hesitated.
He hasn't failed me, but it takes a couple days.
Okay. Well, he does have a child.
Well, I've got three.
I know. I just want to know.
I managed to put together a whole column.
It's true.
Amongst three kids.
It's true. He does have a job.
So why?
Oh, wait. You got a job too. Okay. So there's no. I'm trying to help him out here, and I'm just having a hard time.
Yeah.
You know?
You're not going to be able to help him out with this one.
Maybe he just moves really slowly. He'll get back to you. Maybe he's got to communicate to all 1,000 people like in tandem. So you've got to wait for your turn in the cycle
to
come
back.
That could
be. That could be. But see, I'm also a little worried about this. I mean, I'm a little concerned that I'm never going to see my championship t-shirt for Bass Ackwards Fantasy Football because I'm still waiting.
You called that, though. You said you'd never see it.
I did say that. This is true. The same way I called that I would win, I called and said I will never get the championship T-shirt. So,
yeah, you know, we're going to catch a lot of crap from him when he listens to this around Easter.
Say when I'm 45? Yeah.
Of 2013.
Yeah. Exactly. I thought about this, and it kind of came up as the show was starting, because Magic Matt said that based on what he's heard about my real job, that he thinks that I really need to see the movie Horrible Bosses, which I've got on my list. I just haven't seen it yet. And I really feel that this whole show really could... I could do a hell of a show just coming here once a week for an hour and voicing my opinions and thoughts about what goes on in my real life with my real job to you guys instead of just trying to be, you know, humorous with other things, because I really think, and Jared agreed, I mean, I've told you some interesting things.
Yeah, it would take some time to set the backstory.
Yeah,
that would be the tough part.
It would be.
You can't drop people in. It's like walking into like Lost midstream.
Yeah,
you can't do that.
And that's kind of what my work life is like. It's like Lost.
Right.
Yeah, you're like on a deserted island with a bunch of people that you don't like. Right. Every once in a while, there's one that you might feel like, hey, I might like to do her. You know, and it's kind of like that.
Rain Man's out banging out numbers in some corner of the office.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like somebody's got to push a button every... Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of what my... It's kind of like what my work life is like, I feel.
Now you know why you like the show so much.
I think you're right, because it is a good release. There are days when I'm so stressed out that I don't think about the show all day long, and then suddenly Wednesday at 4:30 or so comes along, and which is when we usually record the show. And I'm like, okay, I don't think I can do this. But by the time I get here and I've got your bright smiley faces and everything else, it kind of gets me in the mood to go ahead and do a funny or two. So thank you for being here for me, both of you.
Aww.
And Todd, Batman, Sheets, the guy who loves taffy.
I love this job more than I love taffy.
Now, also, we could do something very special. We could kind of take Wikipedia's lead, okay? And we could go ahead and just black out this show for 1 week to raise awareness. I'm not sure what we'd be raising awareness about other than the fact that, hey, look, the best thing I can think of, guys, is here's our show. You thought we were doing an episode this week. We've got an hour's worth uploaded for you, but unfortunately, it's only 5 seconds of me saying, oh, we're blacking out the show this week, to raise awareness for the fact that if you don't listen and feed us back, we're going to be gone someday, just like this, and then play 59 minutes and 55 seconds worth of blank dead space.
Yeah, but then if someone catches it downstream, they're not going to get... That's the problem with it's linear. So what you could do is just play polka or something really irritating, like to make them stop.
Okay, but Jackalope Pretend Radio aside, okay?
Yeah.
Jackalope Radio aside, okay? There is a podcast, okay? We're talking about on-demand listening.
Yeah,
and if somebody downloads the show and listen to the first 5 seconds and they hear me say, we're raising awareness this week, we're blacking out the show to let you know what it's going to be like someday if we decide not to do it any longer. And then they hear it, and there's like nothing there. They'll get it. Matt, what do you think?
That would drastically alter the weeks of like four people. I think it's a good idea.
See?
Yeah, but it'd be so far out of sequence. You know, by the time someone gets around to downloading it, the legislation could have passed or been shot down.
That's true too. Listen to you. You're always being logical. What is it? This is
quit being so reasonable.
It's a god. You know, we got the sweeper. Or we did that. We did the Brad Westmar show theme song here, and it says that the show probably improved with Jared's absence.
Yeah,
it's a lot less logical when you're not here. I can tell you that.
Some
much.
Might say that that's an improvement.
It could be. I'm not really sure. Speaking of logical, we were walking in the hallway here right before the show started. And you said, "So can I count on you for the yearly Super Bowl events this year?"
Right.
And what was my response?
You said you didn't want to be there if the Patriots were in the Super Bowl. Yeah.
And you did immediately think that maybe I was serious, and I was slightly serious, but I've never experienced it. I mean, because I got to be honest with you, man. Here's the problem. If the Giants go against the Patriots, it's a redo from 4 years ago. It's boring to me. I don't care. Well, I hate both teams.
You're going
to
hate all the hype more than you're going to hate
that
the
too.
Game itself.
That too. Okay, the Patriots and if the Ravens and the Giants go, it's a redo from 2000. Okay?
Right.
Happened 12 years ago, 11 years ago, whatever it was. Okay? I don't care about that game either. I really don't like any of those teams. So the only team that I can even try to root for is the 49ers. And I don't like the 49ers. I'm not supposed to like the 49ers. I'm a Cowboys fan.
Did you like anyone in the playoffs?
Not really.
So it was kind of a bust for you already before it even
really
got started.
Really kind of was. I mean, I can't think of one team that I really, no. I really didn't. Yeah, yeah. So it was a bust. And we've had a few bust years, I mean, since we started doing this Super Bowl party. We had to suffer through Arizona and Pittsburgh. We hated Pittsburgh. It was easy to root for Arizona.
But you know, all right.
You know?
Before we get into the whole details of the game, is it really about the game? I mean, yes, if the Patriots...
Not this year. Not for me this year.
Right. It's about my awesome food.
It is about
the whatever food. Dorky activities we undertake while it's going on.
Well, I'll have to suggest that we don't do too many. See, last year we overdid the dorky activities and underdid watching the game. I need to find a fine line.
It was a bad. Was it? It wasn't that great of a game, was it?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Really
see,
matter. I don't know, Matt. What do you do on the Super Bowl? Do you throw a yearly thing, or what do you do?
We've done a variety of things through the years. Basically, the best thing that we do is just get together at my parents' house and. You know, we got a couple big screen TVs to watch the game. We don't have a whole ton of people. That way I can get the game watched.
Yeah.
The worst thing we did was a few years back. It was at that Pittsburgh, Arizona Super Bowl.
Sure.
A friend of mine who was new into the insurance business invited a bunch of us over to his house for a Super Bowl. And I'm air quoting right now, Super Bowl party. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he kept trying to sign people up all night while about 15 kids ran in front of the TV. Worst party ever.
That's terrible.
The only thing worse would have been if it were like some sort of multi-level marketing thing. Like they kept trying to make you see videos about why you should join Mary Kay or Arbonne or some crap like that.
Like picture in picture, the Super Bowl on one half and like a timeshare video on the other.
Man, I feel for you. I do feel for you.
Oh,
Ever since that one, I vowed, I'm like, no more big Super Bowl parties. I just want to watch the freaking game.
Well, truth be told, the safest place to watch the Super Bowl is in your own house, number one. Or at least in a house that you feel comfortable in, like your family, your parents, or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
But it was a little nerve-wracking the first time I went over to Jared's, but it's always a small get-together. There's only just a few people. Jared's house won't hold what?
It was nerve-wracking?
No. I said it could have been. Yeah. It could have been. I mean, it was a little nerve-wracking. I didn't know the people.
Yeah.
I don't think. I may have known one of them. But I don't remember. But, you know.
I think you brought your kid one time, didn't you?
But here's the thing. I will tell you this. And this goes with friends, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Is I enjoy spending time alone with Jared more than I spent, and maybe this is selfish of me, but I enjoy spending time alone with Jared more than I enjoy spending time with Jared and his friends, David and Steve.
Right.
Okay? Because I've got his full and undivided attention, he's got mine, and we can just, you know, and same thing with you, Matt. I mean, you know, I'd rather be with you than with you and your brother or any of our other mutual friends because we're kind of on the same page and we can just do whatever we want to do at that particular moment. There's not a whole lot of...
Well, that's what being an introvert's all about.
Apparently
Welcome
so.
Welcome to the club.
Okay, good. So maybe I am an introvert.
Your name is Brad and you are an introvert.
Okay, good.
But you know, in fairness of being around those other guys, that's what led to the discovery of the whole damn thing.
Well, this is true too.
See?
That's
so
true.
There are those unforeseen moments.
Last year on the show, that's true. The show after we did the Super Bowl party, we did come up with this particular story. That's true.
Damn, damn, damn.
And that is where it came from. This is true.
I mean, there was much laughing at the game was so bad that we were giggling more at that.
This is true. See, what I'm afraid is going to happen is you're going to get mad at me because I tweet more now than I did a year ago, and you were already mad at me last year for tweeting too much and being on my phone too much.
All three of you guys were doing that. I mean, they weren't all tweeting, but they were all dorking with the phone.
I am a football tweeter, so it is like the ultimate tweet fest during the freaking Super Bowl. I mean, I'm going to be going insane, Matt. So keep your eyes on Twitter if you can while you're watching the Super Bowl.
It's just patently ironic that you want one-on-one time with me, and then you're dividing that attention with your phone.
But that's the problem is I'm not getting the one-on-one time with you at the Super Bowl gig. You know, it's not going to happen, right?
Because you have me in the kitchen being your bitch.
Well, this is true. But I've asked you not to cook so much. And I've also asked you to wear pants when you got that apron on.
I did wear pants. I know. They're quite sexy pants.
I like it. You know,
Jared.
Yeah.
If you get on Twitter, you could just go back and forth with Brad during the game. You don't have to actually talk.
That's true.
No.
That's true.
It's like when my wife texted me that it was time for dinner yesterday, and I was downstairs. My response was, "Christ, you are lazy."
That is hilarious. But we know she is, so.
Yeah, I mean, she did fix dinner, but come on.
I had a list here, and I don't have enough time to get to it. The 10 most ridiculous lawsuits of 2011. We're going to go ahead and skip over that because that'll still be relevant some other time. But what I wanted to talk about real briefly here, and I'll be damned if I don't. What happened to it here?
Damn!
I had
to get your shit together.
Here it is: the Celebrity Apprentice 2012. List of participants.
Yes.
This, I got to tell you guys, I mean, and I said this last year on the show, I wasn't into Celebrity Apprentice for years and years, and it started to get better and better. And last year, it started to like really hit a high point with Meatloaf.
Right.
And who else was on it? I mean, it was
Busey on last year?
Busey.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. I mean, because you really don't know what's going to happen with these celebrity jerk-offs when you put them all in on one team, you know, and ask them to compete. And do business with each other. And being the business nerd that I am, I'm always very interested in this stuff. So this year on the show, very briefly, by the way, Matt, you may be punished and forced to watch this show. People, at least a little bit.
Hey, I did it too, and I don't like the show in any way, shape, or form.
But you did it for the sake of the team.
Yes.
You did.
I did.
You can try. Well, let's make you try.
I'll try it. Is there like a 5-minute recap of it somewhere?
I don't know. You could.
I'm gonna look for that.
Look at it this way. If you got a class, and you're asked to read a book, and we'll talk about it next week, mm-hmm. okay, in class, okay. If you go and buy the Cliff Notes and just read the Cliff Notes, who's gonna know? Don't say anything. Just pretend like you read the book. That's all
I ask.
That's
true.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll just start working on a lot of generic answers.
That's right. So next week, The Great Gatsby. No, the show doesn't start for a couple weeks. I don't think.
Yeah, you got some time.
Okay, Clay Aiken. First of all, okay, this guy. Whew, what is wrong with him? I mean, look at his face.
He's getting weirder and weirder looking.
He is. My favorite, I am so excited about this. I'm a huge fan of Adam Carolla. Really, really. I know you like him too.
He's okay.
You know, I thought you liked him better than that. Not just okay?
I used to like him more when he was on The Man Show.
Okay.
But he's kind of...
All right. Well, I love Adam Carolla and I cannot wait. I mean, he's on Dancing with the Stars and I did not watch it because that's a show that I think doesn't need to be watched.
That's worth no.
Yeah.
Not if you have... the tackle down
below. Watch this. Matt, you watch Dancing with the Stars?
No.
He hesitated.
No, you know what? I don't watch it. You know why? Because it's on Mondays. And what else is on Mondays?
Wrestling. That's right. Okay. All right. Michael Andretti. Whoop-de-doo. Debbie Gibson. Okay, your nose continues to get longer and longer.
Right.
Okay, as she gets more and more slender. Lou Ferrigno.
I mean, I just want to hear him talk.
I do too. Because I can't make fun of it because it's makes me sad. Yeah. Arsenio Hall and his really long fingernails. Our fingers.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Looks like a Spielberg alien.
Yes. Penn Jillette. Okay. Lisa Lampanelli. Dee Snider from Twisted Sister. He may win.
Yes.
He could win. He might. George Takei.
I'm pulling for him.
94-year-old homosexual George Takei.
I just worry about him because it seems like if you have a lot of celebrities with cash as friends, then that helps you. And I don't think he has that. Well,
that could be. Yeah. Good point. Might not happen.
Yeah.
Cheryl Teagues and her Teagues. Okay. Still looking hot as balls, of course. And also a guy whose show I never watched, but I know exactly how he talks, everybody. This is Paul Tuttle Sr. from American Chopper. Paul Tuttle Sr. will be on as well. This Celebrity Apprentice 2012, just it is an absolute cluster F. I cannot wait to see the interactions of these people, Jared. I really can't. So we'll see how it goes. Matt can pretend to watch, and we'll talk about it occasionally on the
show.
Yeah,
we won't obsess.
We were accused last year of obsessing a little bit too much. But you know, I mean, Meatloaf, man. I mean, you know, he was...
You understand me?
I mean, he was insane.
Well, and you got to give... And we were kind of driven by a vast percentage of our five viewers or listeners.
This is true.
You know, who gave us feedback, said, hey, talk about it. So this is just an example that if people offer feedback, you can shape the direction we're going in.
This is true. And if you don't offer feedback, we may have to blank out the show. Yeah. All right.
Cricket.
Let's take a break. When we come back, if you don't like sports, you're going to have to turn the show off. Because we're going to discuss the 25 most annoying sports personalities as rated by some chick on Bleacher Report, if I recall correctly. Bleacherreport.com. Does that sound right, Matt?
Yeah, I think that's it.
I think it was. And it was very opinionated. So we're just going to run through them real quick ourselves and give our opinions and also mention all, you know, 25 that they didn't put on there that they probably should have put on there. So we'll take the break and we will be right back.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Thinning hair makes you look old. In the eyes of the opposite sex, that can equate to diminished virility. Fight the balding process with the advanced Eastern European formula called Euro Not Done Gutenhummers. Try it now, risk-free for 60 days.
And nights.
We'll even throw in the cape.
The cape?
Our competitor's product, when used in the shower, runs off your head and down your back, stimulating a stripe of hair growth all the way from your neck to your buttocks area. Our space-age latex cape system protects you from this. So try all new Euro Not Done Gutenhummers today and live the results.
Not available in stores. Side effects vary, such as red meat cravings, excessive sports interest, and catalog bra section 12. Read label and always follow instructions.
Try my product. It really works.
The Wiggles of Pretend Radio. The Brad Westmar Show.
Welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. Brad, Afkar, Magic Matt, and our good friend Todd Sheets in the Batcave here discussing the 25 most annoying people in sports media as ranked by Amber Lee at BleacherReport.com. Now, Amber was very opinionated, as I think all of us will be as well, but I decided we weren't going to really read very many of her opinions because they were just that. They were just her opinions, and some of them I'm like, really? That doesn't make any sense. So we'll just kind of go over them real quickly and see kind of where we agree, where we disagree. And obviously Todd will be out of this since Todd only likes Taffy. But don't forget about Todd, too.
When you're talking to Todd Sheets, you're doing it on the run because he doesn't have much money.
But we do have Jackalope Radio, and someday it's going to be a gold mine. So while we're doing this, gentlemen, think to yourself of who maybe your actual top three least most annoying or most annoying person sports people are out of
even
these.
The ones that might not even be on
exactly
list.
We're going to talk about that as well. Exactly. I mean, number 25, you know, I don't want to say I was shocked by this one, but I don't really have a problem with him, was Mike Golick.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't listen
I didn't
to the
get
show.
That one.
Yeah. You what?
I don't even listen to the show, so it doesn't really affect me one way or the other, but I could think of a zillion people before I would get to
and
him.
Quite frankly, how about the other Mike first? I mean, if you're going to, you know, bash a Mike from the Mike and Mike show, isn't it Greenberg?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. I didn't get the Golick thing, and her Golick thing seemed to be very personal. A couple of things he may have said and done that she just didn't like, so now she hates Mike Golick. It's like, okay, well, and that's kind of what happens to us sometimes, I think, too, is that, you know, somebody says something we don't agree with, and suddenly, you know, we're like, I don't really know that I like that guy. I mean, it can happen.
But that, yeah, anyway. But that's kind of a dumb reason.
Well, it is, but it's... She's right. A female in sports.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Which is crazy enough as it is.
Yeah. Sorry, Mrs. Downing. Number 24, Michael Irvin. Now, you know I'm a Cowboy, and...
He can't be your favorite
He's not. He's definitely not even close to my favorite, but is he one of the top 25, my least favorite? And I can't even say he'd be on my top 25. I really don't. That's just my opinion, Jerry.
Well, I'm more forgiving of athletes who've been there and are in this role, because 9 times out of 10, they can't... They don't make the transition well. They didn't go to broadcasting school. I cut a little bit of slack, and there is that tendency where like they'll poo-poo what's going on in modern,
right?
You know, because what was different when I played. Now there are a few former athletes that drive me absolutely crazy, but he's not one of them.
Not one of them. Okay.
No.
Okay, Matt.
You know, I don't mind him. Okay. I think he does a pretty good job. He does a way better job than I ever thought he would when I first saw that he was going to be on NFL Network.
Yeah, See, and that's the thing. So here we are, two in so far, and we don't agree with either one of them.
Yeah,
really.
And
you know,
to be fair, most receivers aren't that smart anyway. So you got to cut them more slack.
It's true, Chad Ochocinco.
Right, there may be a half step above a cornerback.
Dwayne Bowe. Yeah, right. 23, Teddy Bruschi. Now, you're a Patriots guy. What do you think about Teddy?
You know, it's he
1D, by the way.
I know. I know. I mean, I liked him as a player. I did think that, like, when he got basically lauded for coming back on the field and facing this heroic almost injury, I mean, it was embarrassing. You know, that like, okay, enough. He didn't, like, solve world hunger. He didn't, like, split the atom. He just came back to play a game.
Right.
You know, so I don't... That bothered me. It's not his fault, like, just like it's not Tebow's fault for all the tension he got. But
as an analyst...
He's okay. I don't really... He doesn't offend me as much as others.
I agree.
He does get a little amped up sometimes, but...
A little bit of a homer too.
Yeah, yeah.
Ugh.
See, am I right?
Can I start on him already?
Go right
I
ahead.
Hate this guy. I hate this guy. He's easily in my top three.
But he is
such a horrible Patriot honk. It drives me insane. Sorry, Jared.
I don't care, man.
Last night he was. This is a great example. Last night on SportsCenter, he's interviewing Rob Gronkowski, and he was looking at him like he's some freshman girl batting her eyelashes at her senior boyfriend.
But to be fair, he has that effect on everyone. He is quite the specimen.
Yeah, could
nobody
be
ever covers him. Don't get me started on that either. 20 touchdowns, and nobody still covers him.
Okay. All right. Wait a minute. We're not talking about Rob Gronkowski. Hang on. Wait a minute. Look, go ahead.
He drives me crazy. Well, he just does.
And you hate every team in the AFC East anyway.
I do. And, you know, a lot of it is the Patriots side of him, because I do really, really hate the Patriots. But at the same time, he's just like Mark Schlereth in that they think that they're so cartoonish, like she mentions in this article, and they're so over the top obnoxious that makes up for actual personality and insight.
Yeah. I mean, and see, Mark Schlereth didn't make this list, and I don't hate him either myself, but because he's on Mike and Mike quite a bit, but you know, Teddy Bruschi, I don't listen to him enough. See, you have to listen to these people enough to really hate them. If you don't listen, you don't care. You don't listen, you can't really hate them. And, so I have a hard time hating.
And I've honestly avoided ESPN like the plague ever since certain personalities like have become cliche. Yeah, well, there are other people on the list that are so offensive that. To me, and annoying that I can't watch the station anymore. So
I understand. Well, number 22 is Sarah Walsh. I have no idea who she is. She's a female in sports. I throw her out the window. She'd probably make my top 25. Is that sexist? Is that bad? Is that a bad thing? No. Do you know who Sarah Walsh is?
No,
Matt.
No, I'm looking at a picture of her. I still don't recognize
exactly.
Her.
So she doesn't count. 21, Phil Sims. Okay, he definitely would make my top 25. There is not just because he was a Giant. He's unapologetic about his son, you know, always making excuses for him. I should say apologetic, you know, and then just the way he talks on the air. And I heard him. Normally I make fun of Phil Sims by imitating him talking to Jim Nance and saying, "That's right, Jim," because he got that little bit of an accent in there. And yet I never seem to ever hear him address Jim Nance by his first name until this past weekend. He must have said it 15,000 times during the game they were calling this past weekend. So, "That's right, Jim. Here's the deal over here." You know, and it just, I don't know. Phil Sims is kind of a dork, I think, Jared.
He is, but, you know, I've kind of learned to blot out when the game's going on. If it's a game that's actually interesting, then the announcers, I guess I've just learned with so many irritating announcers that I don't pay attention to them much anymore.
You have a special talent if you can do that. I have to mute the TV.
I have a harder time in baseball because there's pacing and there's time in between things. You know, now football crams so many commercials in that, you know, there's the play and then a commercial. So I don't feel like I'm more annoyed by the commercial than...
I know. I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. Matt, real quick, Phil Sims, yay or nay?
Nay. Okay. He's so arrogant.
Yeah.
He doesn't really bother me on the air, because I agree with Jared. I just kind of get wrapped up into it, and we've talked about this before. I just don't pay as close of attention to it as you do, but you listen to him off the air, like if he's on Dan Patrick or something like that. Just drives me nuts.
Bill Plaschke and Bob Ryan. Is it Plaschke? Is that his name? Plaschke?
I think it's pronounced.
Yeah, I don't even know who the hell this guy is. I know who Bob Ryan is. I know that he's a douche. But yeah. So I don't know. I mean, it's just because they lump Bob Ryan in there, But I don't hear Bob Ryan. I don't see Bob Ryan. I don't watch him, so I can't really hate him so much anymore.
Are they on that Sports Reporters or Around the Horn? Or Plaschke also is a columnist, I think, on the West Coast, and he's a complete tool bag in the stuff he writes.
Oh, there you go. Matt, any comment?
No, I don't know anything about Plaschke, and Bob Ryan is just...
He's Bob Ryan.
Just Bob Ryan. He's a big Boston guy, so...
How does Bill Roden not make this list from the Sports Reporters?
Good question.
Bill Roden, one of the worst. I mean, he made Jason Whitlock look smart, you know? Right. Just terrible. Right. Number 19. See, and this, I have a hard time agreeing with this one. You know I don't like the Steelers, okay? Number 19, Terry Bradshaw. I mean, and again, I don't watch the pregame shows that much, but Terry Bradshaw just does not annoy me. I mean, none of these guys really annoy me that much in studio.
Well, they have 80 guys in the studio.
That's true.
So by nature, it's hard to get annoyed by anyone because they don't get to talk that much.
That's true. Matt?
I don't mind him so much. I don't watch a whole lot of Fox, being an AFC guy. Yeah. So he's okay, though. I mean, he doesn't. I like him because he doesn't mind taking on former Steelers, which you don't see a lot of.
That's true.
With some of these guys.
That's true. He's not happy with Ben Roethlisberger.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Very cool. Yeah. Very cool. Number 17. Another chick, Carissa Thompson. Anybody? Anybody? Bueller? Anybody?
Don't know that person.
Never heard of her either. Now this next one, I have a little bit of a problem with. I understand Joe Buck, and we'll be talking about him in a little while. But
you skipped one.
No,
I know where you're headed.
You
skipped number 18.
Oh, you're. I'm sorry. I did jump around. I beg your pardon.
And the only reason I bring it up is because we have to bring it up.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Number 18 is very important because number 18 is probably in my top three without a doubt.
Okay, he's not. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Chris Berman, Boomer.
He drove. Yeah, leather. Ugh.
You talk about becoming a character of yourself. I mean, that's exactly what he is. He's just a big, dumb tool bag. The entire world is sick of him.
And he's a complete douche. I don't know if, like, in
oh, yeah.
off the... I mean,
yeah.
He's just so reprehensible and just self-important and dated now. I mean, his shtick was funny the first time.
Yeah, not even... It's just not good. I think we all... Was he in your top three, all you guys, you think?
Yes. I would put him in, definitely.
Okay. Pretty easy, pretty obvious. So how he's only at 18 on this chick's, I don't know. She's kissing somebody's
ass. Inexplicable.
Completely inexplicable. So then number 17 is Carissa Thompson. Number 16, as I said before, I understand not liking Joe Buck, which we'll talk about shortly, but seriously...
You do not want to with me!
Putting Troy Aikman at number 16 is preposterous. It is absolutely preposterous, okay? First of all, and I've said this a million times on the show, we learned last year on a survey, Jared, that Troy Aikman and Joe Buck, if not one of the top three least talkative commentators during their NFL games. They talk less than almost every other commentator of NFL football games. They let a lot of the game do the talking, a lot of the crowd. It's a very baseball-oriented way they present a broadcast on a football game. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that that's kind of what Joe Buck brought it from the baseball stuff that they do. They don't talk too much. And I believe, I've never heard Troy Aikman be apologetic for the Cowboys. I've actually always listened to him being objective, in my opinion, about the Cowboys.
Right.
So he's always accused of being a homer, and I have never, ever heard it in my life. I think he's one of the better ones, and I don't get it, but, you know, he would definitely not be in my top 25.
Well, look, I despise the Cowboys.
Sure. Who doesn't, besides me?
And I do admit that Aikman's buggy eyes kind of freak me out. But at the same time, he doesn't bother me, and he has the merit of making Joe Buck tolerable.
Yeah, you see? There you go.
Right.
Very good. Matt?
Yeah, I agree. He doesn't bother me at all.
See?
He's a little understated, and which is, I kind of like that for the color analyst.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Number 15, Jim Rome. Hello. I mean, you know, I don't listen to him anymore at all. But that's because it just got so bad. But you know what? For every retarded shtick out there, there's a retarded audience. Look at Todd Sheets and the popularity of the Night Watch show.
What the?
Ooh, I'm kidding.
Ouch.
It was a joke.
Todd Sheets. He's happy to be all he can be.
No, I'm kidding. Look at this show, for that matter. We got two followers. But point being, the Jim Rome shtick is old. And frankly, if I can't come up with any more, he's definitely in my top five and possibly in my top three.
I don't think he merits it because he's so easy to avoid and he's so irrelevant.
This is true.
You know what I mean?
This is true.
There was a time when he was kind of considered must-listen radio, and you know, every time we went out for lunch as a group, we'd have him on the radio, and then he just...
I don't think if it was for the Jim Everett thing that anybody even know who he was today.
No, and he had a few shticks that were funny. Like when he would go off on a monologue about something completely non-sports related, it could be funny. But his callers and the way they mimic him and his interviews were brutal jock sniffing exercises. Oh, yeah. It just was.
Yeah.
He's just intolerable.
Anything else to add, Matt?
No, I agree with the callers is the big thing for me. It's I can deal with him somewhat. He's not my favorite, but my gosh, the callers, I can't listen to them. As soon as they come on, I have to turn it off.
Jim Rome, number 15, probably definitely in our top 5 to top 10, depending upon where you want to rank him. So number 14 on the 25 most annoying people in sports media. Here we go. Hey, everybody. Peter King here, NBC and Sports Illustrated. How many years of annoying experience have I had? Well, I've been with Sports Illustrated since 1989. Before that, I worked for Newsday and the Cincinnati Inquirer. Moreover, I've been the oldest apple polisher in our lives since joining HBO's Inside the NFL in 2002. Now, what's so annoying about me? Well, one of the most high-profile NFL journalists in the country, that's me, okay? Thanks in large part to my role as management stooge to Roger Goodell, okay? My Monday morning quarterback in Sports Illustrated is at best boring nonsense lacking depth and insight, and at worst a pandering and painfully lame piece of garbage that rambles on many pages longer than it should, thanks to my need to divulge the mundane details of my life. Now, what's the upside of me, Peter King? Making fun of me is a lot of fun to do.
Ugh.
There you go. Number 14. Oops. Why'd I loop me? All right, there we go. I mean, definitely in my top three. Matt, you said during the break that you thought maybe he was my number one. He might be. I'm not really sure.
He's a colossal douche. He really is.
Jock sniffer.
Oh, and the way he whines in his columns about, like, the quality of coffee or having to travel or, like, dude, you signed up for it. Get over it. You have a job that other people would kill for.
Hey, buddy, I'm fat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
Well, at least we have the merit of waiting for his heart to explode.
It's true.
Tell us how you really feel, Jared.
I think that's one thing we can definitely agree on. Peter King.
Yes. Yeah.
Definitely. Number 13, Mel Kiper Jr. Now, the thing about Mel Kiper Jr., in my opinion, is you only have to deal with him for a couple of months out of the year.
Right. Right.
You know, and it's only if you're really digging deep in the draft. And if you're not watching all the draft analysis on the NFL Network or ESPN or wherever it is that he's on, I guess that's ESPN, you're not going to have to deal with them very much except for the draft weekend, you know?
Right. And if, for me, like, despising Kiper, for me, it's like I just kind of despise the whole hype behind the draft anyway. Like, just all the – I mean, yeah. I get it. You know, people dig it. That's fine. It's not for me. He's kind of a symbol of that to me because – you know, he gets there and pontificates, and honestly, they grade people on how they do draft-wise, and you don't know. You won't know until 2 or 3 years down the road how things work out.
It's true.
Just so stupid.
But it's all about Mel Kiper's draft board list, right, Matt?
That's right.
And his hair.
Yep. And his hair.
Him and his new rival,
Mike McShay. Mike Maycock. Oh, wait. Sorry.
No, Todd McShay. Hey, the two of them go back and forth.
That's true.
All the time.
They do. Why is Mike Mayock not on this? You know, there are some people that actually think Mike Mayock is great. I mean, I tweeted about how horrible I thought he was. There are people on there that think Mike Mayock is the bomb. They think that he is fantastic in the booth. Now,
is there a more condescending announcer in sports than him?
There might not be. There very well might not be. I mean, Randy Cross can kind of be that way sometimes, but Mike Mayock is just brutal, and there are some people that like him. And I don't know how he's not on this list because he's probably definitely in my top 10, possibly in my top 5. So, again, here's Tony Kornheiser at number 12. And this says here, here's one quote we're going to do from this chick, Amber Lee, which sounds like a porn star name, by the way. She says that his performance on Monday Night Football was bad enough to provoke this response from Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers stated about Tony Kornheiser, "He's terrible. I don't think he's funny. I don't think he's insightful. I don't think he knows really anything about sports." That's what Aaron Rodgers said about you know what I'm trying to say. You know what I mean. Yeah. You see, now, I got to tell you, I don't have a big problem with Tony Kornheiser. I really, really don't. I don't catch, pardon the interruption, that much, but when I do, I enjoy both of the guys, Michael Wilbon and himself too. Jared,
and his previous radio work was not bad.
I didn't think so.
I mean, I thought he had a decent show when that was going, so I don't buy it.
But we're all allowed to have our opinion. Magic Matt.
He was awful on Monday Night Football.
Oh, well, that's true.
Yeah.
But he is good on that show, and he really doesn't bother me in general.
Yeah. See, again, another one that's you're like, why is it really? You know? Number 11, Dick Vitale. I mean, I don't watch a lot of basketball, so I don't have to deal with him. I find him annoying when I do hear him. He wouldn't make my top five.
Yeah,
but,
same boat.
You know, but Matt, you watch a little more basketball. What
doesn't bother me in the least.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Number 10, honestly, this one, again, some of these commentators that they're talking about here are like, they're like the ones you said. They're like there, but you don't really notice them. What doesn't make them bad? I mean, they're just not great.
And if you can ignore them, then bonus.
Like number 10, Mike Ditka.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me.
Have you ever had a moment ruined by a Ditka, you know? And plus, the Saturday Night Live skits that he inspired more than up for any annoyance that
That's
he might.
It's true, Matt.
The Bears.
Yep.
Matt, agreed?
Yeah, I agree. I like Ditka. Always have.
Now, here's one that's controversial for a lot of people. And again, I don't know where to go with this guy. At number 9 is Chris Collinsworth. And I know there's a lot of people that think he is terrible. They hate him. I want to hate him because everybody else hates him. Maybe it's because he's with Al Michaels and just with Al Michaels that it makes him sound better. Al Michaels is not the greatest, but I don't think he's terrible either. Right. But Chris Collinsworth does, I've talked about this before on the show. I think it was may have been a couple weeks ago, Matt, where I talked about Monday Night Football on ESPN, and where you would hear, maybe I didn't talk about this on the show, you would hear Jaworski and John Gruden complain about a really, really bad call on a hit to the head that wasn't a hit to the head.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd watch the replay 4,000 times, and Jaws and Gruden would go back and forth and go, I don't know. What do they want him to do? What do they want him to do? This is football. Come on. I don't know. I don't understand. This is ridiculous. And they'll bitch back and forth for about 15 seconds. Then there'll be a pause of dead air. And then Mike Tirico will go, well, the refs saw it that way. So 3rd and 10 for the Jets. And it's like you can hear the producer in their ears going, okay, go ahead. Cut it. Let's cut it. That's enough. Mike, take over. It's like they cut him off. They don't want him to go too far. And with Collinsworth sometimes, you know, you really just don't know if he's. I don't know what I think about Chris Collinsworth. I don't know.
He doesn't bother me. I think he can come across as smug and a little smart, assy and arrogant.
But he kind of talks smug.
But I kind of like that. I don't know why. Like he just doesn't. It just doesn't bother me. I don't know.
He's got this laid back hillbilly thing about him, even though he's from Ohio.
Right.
And it kind of comes off kind of smug, like. But I don't think that he is. I really don't feel that he is, but he does come off that way. Matt, again, everybody's allowed their opinion. What do you think?
You know, I guess I kind of fall in the middle with him because he kind of says everything with that crappy grin on his face.
Yeah.
So it does come across really arrogant sometimes. But, you know, once in a while, though, he does say things and make a lot of sense, and he's got some cred because he played.
Well, that's true. That's true. Very good point. We got to speed things up here a little bit. Number 8, Suffer and Succotash. Number 8 is Lou Holtz. And you know, it's funny. You talk about Paul Splitorff. Okay, when they had Paul Splitorff, when the poor man was dying of cancer, and they let him be on the air, okay, nobody really knew what was going on because he was being so private about it.
Right.
And I fell victim to being a little bit confused, but I knew something was going on. I wasn't as appalled as some people were. I didn't think he sounded that bad. And Lou Holtz is the reason why I didn't think Paul Splitorff sounded that bad when he was ill and on the air before he passed away.
Right.
Lou Holtz is terrible. Why is he still? He's not dying. Why is he still on the air? He's not in my top five, but no, I don't get it.
It's kind of like when they hire someone to greet you at Walmart who has a horrible deformity. Yeah. Like you feel guilty for even looking at this person or interacting with him, and like that you are actually normal and a functional human being. It's just a downer to begin any sort of like sports are like to distract us, and putting this decaying, desiccated man up on television to remind us that we're all going to have a grim fate in our future. Like, you can practically see the Grim Reaper hovering behind him. It's not a reminder of why we watch sports.
And they had him in the booth for some games here too, like bowl games. And I'm like, really? And it was uncomfortable because every time he talked, nobody would respond to what he said.
It's like Dick Clark in every game.
Kind of. Yeah. What do you think about Lou Holtz, Matt? Real quick.
You know what? I don't even watch him. He's just a cartoon character.
All right. Good. Stephen A. Smith, number 7. Look, the guy is so annoying. Again, I don't have to listen to him. I don't have to see him. I don't have to hear him. I think he's a jerk. I don't like him. I think he's terrible. He was terrible.
Yeah.
He's horrible. It's my Charles Barkley. Why is Charles Barkley doing football? Never mind. Anyway, Stephen A. Smith, don't like him, but I don't care. I don't have to deal with him. Jared, real quick.
I hate him. I hate Stuart Scott almost as much.
Ooh, yeah. Why is he not on this list?
I don't know. Just for the whole booyah thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That alone gets you a permanent spot on the
list. I think we could make our own top 25 that didn't include almost any of these at all. Matt, Stephen A. Smith.
He sucks.
Good. All right, number six, Joe Buck. I mean, this is the one where, you know, everybody seems to hate Joe Buck except for Brad Westmar. It's like liking Joe Buck is like me liking the Cowboys. It's like nobody else likes them. I don't have a problem with Joe Buck. I just don't. I know there's a St. Louis thing. I mean, people think that he's a homer in St. Louis. You hate him. You just hate him.
Here's the funny thing. I can tolerate him more in baseball because he has McCarver opposite him, who I hate so much. I don't like him in football because he can be so sanctimonious and judgmental. And anytime a player celebrates, he just acts like someone, you know, basically defecated on the Vietnam Memorial. You know, give it a rest. It's just a game. People are out there having fun.
Correct me if I'm wrong. You hate Joe Buck too, right, Matt?
Yeah, he's just a complete dud.
Okay, but you got to hate this guy even worse. Number five, Matt Millen. I mean, really, how is this guy in the booth? Why don't you get it?
Rocket science.
So bad. I mean, but again, bad enough to a point where he's almost comical. I don't think he can make my top three, you know, but he's bad enough that he makes my top 10 easily, you know. Agreed? Matt Millen sucks? You don't listen to enough of him to know? Or do you? You've heard enough, Matt.
Yeah, no, with him, I think I had a tweet that says it all when he was doing the Hawkeye-Oklahoma game, the Insight Bowl. And I thought it was kind of ironic Matt Millen was providing commentary on the Insight Bowl.
That's good. That's pretty good. That's right. I remember that one. That was good. Number four, Jim Nantz. Now, see, Jim Nantz is pompous. Jim Nantz thinks golf is the greatest sport in the world because nobody could cheat in golf. You know, but I just – and I don't hate him. I don't like him. I just – he doesn't bug me near as much as
– he's kind of a non-entity. You know?
Yeah. He's not like Gus Johnson, you know, who, again, why is Gus Johnson not on this list? Because
hate Gus Johnson?
Either people love Gus Johnson like Magic Matt or people hate Gus Johnson. I think Gus Johnson is fake. I think he pushes it. I think he's full of crap. I don't think it's real. I think Kevin Harlan, who, by the way, of course, I now have a relationship with him. Kevin Harlan is more real than Gus Johnson, and that's why I would definitely prefer Kevin Harlan over Gus Johnson.
He's just a poor man's Ian Eagle.
Oh, there you go. was it the bird and the beard? Dan Fouts and Ian Eagle, what they call him?
Right.
It's ridiculous. So you actually are a Gus Johnson fan, Matt.
I do. Yeah, I am. I like Gus Johnson.
That's fair. We got to hurry this up here real quick because we got to do some FMK. We'll skip this last break here. Wait a minute. I don't know. No, we're going to take the break here in 1 second. We're going to do this real quick. Number three, Colin Coward. Don't know him much. Don't care. Not bothered by him.
I hate him, but he's an idiot.
Okay. Matt?
Hate him easily in my top three.
Fair. That's cool. Very fair. See, I don't have to deal with him, so I can't give an opinion. Number two, Herman Edwards. Herm Edwards, don't get him. He just doesn't seem to, I don't know.
I hate any former coach that it looks like they're campaigning for another job. You know, and I think Gruden sometimes does that too. I'm not a big fan of Gruden's meat-heady approach.
Yeah, that's true. Herm Edwards could still have a job. What do you think about Herm Edwards? Herm Edwards.
Jared said it best. Completely agree.
And number one is Skip Bayless. And he is a jerk. I mean, he is. But again, you can avoid him at all costs if you want to.
Yeah, he's not that prominent. And really,
no.
And you just know he's just doing it to be a jerk.
I agree.
You know?
Matt?
It's an act. He doesn't bother me because I picture him like a heel wrestler.
Yeah.
It's just an act. He's out there to get the crowd whipped up.
There you go. Exactly. Right. So that was number one on her list, but he definitely wouldn't be number one on our list. Let's take a break real quick. When we come back, I'm going to let you name a few more that you thought weren't on there that should have been on there. Take a break, and we will be right back.
The Brad Westmar Show will be right back.
And they're off out of the gate. It's yoga class with deep breathing and meditation. Now coming around the outside of forehead is left foot. It's left foot in front of forehead. It's forehead in front of pelvis. It's pelvis in front of eye socket. It's eye socket in front of family jewels. How the heck did eye socket get in front of family jewels? And here comes deep breathing again with inner peace. But wait, from out of nowhere, it's silent but deadly. Silent but deadly is all over yoga class. Deep breathing is stopped in its tracks. And yoga class isn't gonna last long. And in the end, it's gasping for air, light a match, and so much for serenity.
For a better time, go to the track
National Thoroughbred Racing. We bet you love it.
If you missed the Rambling Morons podcast this week, you missed this.
Why does he have a shirt on?
When you spilled soy sauce on it, 5 minutes later, were you still hungry?
Even if you're a guy, I mean, come on. Look at that.
This is no longer a sausage fest here on the Rambling Morons podcast.
None of a couple of hydrocodones can't fix.
I mean, I wouldn't kick him out of bed.
You are very funny, honey.
It's the Rambling Morons podcast, Sundays at ramblingmorons.com.
Orgy of climax words. Good.
That's exactly where I was going with that. Oh.
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with him? The Brad Westmar Show.
Welcome back to the Brad Westmar Show. Real quick, here are a few of the 25 most annoying people in sports media that you thought got left off of there, Jared.
Well, I'm going to add, there are a couple Boston sports writers, Shaughnessy and Cafardo, who are terrible. But
okay.
You guys probably don't know them, so I'll glance over them. Now, these guys retired and don't really have a prominent role, but their stink still lingers. So I cannot stand Madden, and I can't stand Joe Morgan.
Okay. All right. I see. I never had a problem with Madden, but that's just me. I'm weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we have Susan Waldman, who I don't know if any of you know who she is.
Yes.
See, I knew anyone who listened to baseball games. And okay. I'm just going to ask, does a little research, just Google the sound of her like freaking out about Roger Clemens coming back to the Yankees. Just that'll sum up why I despise her.
Okay.
And then lastly, and this one hurts, it's Bill Simmons. And I used to really like his stuff.
What do you do?
He's just, well, you know, he's kind of become a self-entitled, thin-skinned douche, doesn't respond to criticism. And you know, he kind of became too successful so that I loved it because it was a way to connect to some of the Boston roots I didn't have growing up.
Right.
You know, he was kind of the pulse of the fan. Now it's hard to be regular fan guy now that he's made it and he gets cush seats to all these gigs and he's a name dropper. And
that's sad.
And, I mean, his stuff was just can't miss stuff that I had to read every Friday and even his earlier stuff before he went to ESPN. And you want guys like that to do well, but.
Well, look, I know a guy that can take the place of Bill Simmons in your life. His name is Magic Matt Downing and he writes for noobdoodle.com.
Duly noted.
He's very, very good. I think he'll enjoy his work. He's got his own theme song and everything, too. It goes a little something like this. So every time you read any of his stuff, you'll hear this music in the background, in your head. So that's cool.
Yeah.
So I feel bad for you. That's unfortunate. Now, a few that I had on my list that could or could not at least be in my top 25, I thought Charles Davis was horrible in the booth. I believe he was with Gus Johnson during one of the big bowl games, and I thought he was brutal. I thought he talked like a mile a minute, and he talked constantly. I've already mentioned Stuart Scott and Mike Mayock. Ed Cunningham is another one that calls college football games. He's kind of a pompous jerk. I got Gus Johnson there. Bob Davey, Urban Meyer were both terrible. Thank God they're back on the sidelines because they're terrible in the booth. I mentioned Mike Greenberg. I mean, I don't find him that annoying, but I mean, he should be on there before Mike Golic, as we said. Daryl Moose Johnson, prime example of me not being a homer. I think Moose Johnson's pretty bad in the booth.
Oh, yeah. I like Moose.
See, I don't think he's that good. I mean, again, I quote him when he called Brian Bulaga, Brian Beluga. I had a problem with that.
Beluga win?
Yeah, yeah. Solomon Wilcots was terrible as well in the booth. With Kevin Harlan makes him sound better, but Solomon Wilcots, I don't like him that much. I don't like most anybody in the booth, if you haven't noticed yet. And also, hey everybody, this is Greg Gumbel. How could you guys forget me? Am I black? Am I white? Hello there. You know, I don't hate Greg Gumbel, but I do find him annoying. I don't know. He's been around so long.
Anyone who can put up with Willard Scott is okay.
That's true. That's a good point. Not much time. Real quick, we wanted to play FMK, and we're going to do this on the fly here as we close the show. You had a great idea. Quickly, go ahead.
Let's go with the Scooby-Doo original characters, no Scrappy-Doo.
And the point of the matter is there's only two females.
Right.
So you got to pick.
You can pick. It's a potpourri.
All right.
You can select among the group.
All right. Well, first of all, I am definitely marrying Daphne. It's pretty obvious. I mean, because I could ride that thing for the rest of my life. Okay? Number one. Number two, I'm getting drunk and I'm banging Thelma. Okay? And clearly, I'm killing Shaggy. It's pretty easy. No, wait. No, wait. Wait! I'm killing Freddy because he's my competition. Thank you.
See, I was gonna.
Exactly.
I'm with you on the Freddy thing.
Yeah.
Because the stoner isn't gonna compete.
No.
He's just gonna mooch and eat food.
That's true.
You know. You can deal with that. But I'm gonna swap the chicks around.
Are you?
Because no one can help you run a very successful household.
That's
know?
True. And frankly, she kind of looks like your wife now that I think about it, just a little bit.
Well, I'm not sure I like that assessment.
Well, Thelma's not portly. Now, I'm not saying that. No, wait a minute. That's not what I was saying. You understand that, right?
I know.
The glasses and the hair.
Plus, everyone's had a piece of Daphne.
That may be true. Matt, if you had a piece of Daphne, where are you going with this?
No, I agree with Jared, though. And by the way, it's Velma with the V, not Thelma.
Not Thelma, it's Velma.
I know, I've got a 4-year-old that's obsessed with the live-action Scooby-Doo movie.
And it's Velma.
And it's Velma. And in that movie, she's every bit as hot as Daphne.
Wow.
So marry her, kill Fred.
Very good point. Very good point. Because in those newer ones, they do thin up even more Velma.
Plus, if she ever annoys you, just take off her glasses and you can get away with anything.
Why turn her around? I mean, nice smile.
There it is.
Hello.
Nice.
Got to close this show. Magic Matt, good to have you with us next week. I will look forward to it again.
Thank you. Oh, one more hate.
Yes.
Ken Hawk Harrelson, the White Sox play-by-play guy.
Who?
Ooh.
Ken Hawk Harrelson.
Neil Patrick
good
Harris?
Choice.
Okay.
Yes.
Don't know him, but I believe you on that. So,
all right.
Jared, good to have you here. Ginger?
Thanks.
Batman, Todd Sheets, our guy in the Batcave, he's giving me the thumbs up, meaning that we still have a couple of seconds left for me to say good night. Thank you for being here. Not much time at all. We'll see you next week. I'm Brad Westmar saying, if you hated it, I'm sorry. Bye.